Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Joining us, Dr. Richard Thorpe of TSCRA in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
The 139th Annual Convention of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers held over this last weekend down in Fort Worth, Texas. And at that meeting, a new president handed the gavel by outgoing President Pete Bonds. The new president, an MD, Dr. Richard Thorpe.
You're not just a cattle producer, you're also a medical doctor.
Yes, I am. I'm an emergency room physician. And the nice thing about being an emergency room physician is I only work about 10 to 12 days a month, and so it gives me a lot of time to do this new job I've got with the cattle raisers.
Now, we've also talked several times on behalf of, I think, NCBA has kind of called on your talents to be able to talk about some of these nutritional issues as well.
Absolutely. There's not a whole lot of doctors involved in the cattle industry, like really involved in the cattle industry, and so I've been a spokesman for NCBA for quite a while regarding nutrition.
Your new role here as a TSCRA president, what's got you interested in going through these officer chairs with this group?
Well, I tell you, we're about two main functions. We're about law enforcement, and we have the Special Rangers scattered between Texas and Oklahoma, and that was why we were formed in 1877, as we had a problem with cattle theft. Well, cattle theft is still big and rampant today. And so I'm very, very strong on the law enforcement end. The second big function for us is governmental affairs. And if we don't have people trying to steal our cattle, we've got the government trying to take our land, take our water. And if we don't have a seat at the table, we'll wind up to be what's on the menu.
One of the things that was, of course, resolved right at the beginning of the year that you obviously weighed in on through your spokesman work there with NCBA on nutrition, dietary guidelines. Are you pleased with what was ended up and really what's next on that battle?
We'll have to always continue to fight nutritional guidelines. It seems like they always tend to find scientists and research people that are really, really pushed more towards a green movement of a vegan, vegetarian diet. And so we will continue to have to fight that to let people know that beef is very, very belongs in a healthy diet. Looks like we're going to have to also fight those battles of sustainability. They tried to pull out that sustainability role on us during nutritional guidelines. We were able to correct that. But getting beef on the menu was job number one, and I'm very, very proud and happy that we got that done.
New president of the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers, Dr. Richard Thorpe out of Winters, Texas. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.